the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Well, you know, and your opinion only counts, right? I want to welcome you here on the Edge, okay? I have Dr. Shauna Menard from Canada, and we're going to talk about things medicine. We're going to talk about how people in the medical industry can level up to make six figures. We're going to talk about how her father healed himself from his stroke, the work that she's doing, and we're also going to talk about her fabulous book. And there's going to be an opportunity for you to win a copy of that and maybe a book bag from On the Edge. So let's welcome our guest. There she is, the beautiful Dr. Shauna Menard. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, April. Hi, Brains.
Hey. Well, we are so happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about your story and your journey. You say you've been doing this 25 years. I told you I don't believe you.
Well, yeah, I've been a medical doctor for 25 years. So I'm Dr. Shauna Menard, and I'm best-selling author of that book, Free to Heal. And I really went from burned-out medical doctor to rather blissed-out health coach. And now I teach health coaches how they can break free to heal themselves and others. And so that they can create that like soul satisfying practice. So that's the short version. There's lots more details in that, of course.
Okay, but what is a soul satisfaction? I mean, you know, number one, to be able to commit yourself to the education, to the time, and dedicate yourself to healing in any modality is a lot of work. So yeah. Talk a little bit about the work that you do as a coach. We'll start there.
Yeah, well, great question about soul satisfying. I mean, that was, I guess it's my soul's journey to determine what that was. And it really is that calling, that like thing that's pulling you forward, like you just have to do it. And it all started for me when my grandma died of cancer. Interestingly enough, I was 14 when my grandma died of cancer, and that launched a mission for me to help people live their longest, healthiest, happiest lives. So I went into medicine because I thought that's what I'm meant to do. And then 25 years as a radiologist, I realized that, you know, this isn't it. People have more power to affect themselves than they're realizing. And it really bothered me to watch people destroy themselves in front of their eyes. So I set on this quest, like how can people be healthy? And at the time I have four boys. I had all of them within 5 3/4 years. Don't do that. But after each one, I'd lose all but 5 pounds, but times 4 kids plus 10 from high school, that's 30 pounds. And I looked at myself and I said, you know, first be the change you wish to see in the world. And I'm like, if I want a healthy, happy world, it's got to start with me. And I'm on the same trajectory of my patients. So I'm like, all right, what does it mean to be healthy physically, emotionally, spiritually, in all ways? And so with that, just had this ferocious appetite for like learning. And I cleaned up my act. I got healthy. I learned about clean eating and superfoods. And I thought, well, this is easy. It's not that hard. And about 70% of everything I'm seeing at the hospital as a radiologist could have been prevented with a healthy lifestyle. So one night I had this, so I'm sitting in my beautiful dream home along the river. In
Canada. I see the chandelier. You're doing the most, honey.
This was a different house. This was the house that I was going to be in forever as a result of my, and I looked around and I'm like, I can't keep this. I'm not even seeing it. I'm missing my kids. I'm not seeing them. I'm not even in this house. I'm always at work and I'm missing their tuck-ins at night. I'm missing Christmas mornings, and people aren't really getting healthy. We're pinballing them back and forth from test to test to test to test. And then we say, sorry, there's nothing more that we can do for you. And so when my grandma died when I was 14, that's not what I had in mind when I wanted to help people be healthy. So a late night desperate web search, puddle of tears, and in the middle of the night, and I found Deepak Chopra and the Institute
for San Diego.
Yes, love that. Love San Diego, actually, love it. And the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And so I kind of dove into both of those head on and just went on this quest. I became a health coach, and now I was working as a health coach and as a radiologist. And at the time when I went, the classes to be a health coach were live in New York. So I would travel. So Friday night, I'd go from the hospital. I'd go to the airport straight, fly there, get there in the middle of the night. Saturday all day, Sunday all day, an amazing experience. Like Deepak Chopra was one of the teachers. Andrew Weil, like there was like
from Harvard. I know Andrew Weil. He's a wonderful man. I used to sell their products too. So
yeah. And Mark Kahneman, like all of these amazing speakers were there, and it was just an amazing experience in New York. I loved it. And then Sunday, I would fly back to be at home for my patients Monday morning at 7:30, and it was crazy. It was like every other week. But it was an amazing experience, an amazing time. And then I started to try to build a health coaching practice on the side. It was like in my sunroom. And at one point I had all of my clients off all of their medications. I didn't take them off, but their doctors did. But through the work that we were doing through nutrition and lifestyle changes and letting them share their story. The work you're doing here, April, is really healthy. It is really important for people to tell their stories. When I was sitting with them, I told them eat your broccoli or whatever the case may be.
Right.
Like, you know, if you're going through like a bitter divorce, all the broccoli in the world's not going to make you healthy and happy. And so there's more to it. And so just the stories I heard, what I learned from that was everyone has a story. And
inflammation is really the cause of disease.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize that. And it, when something happens in your life, metastasizes, right. And I mean, it can start with a pimple and turn into a boil and turn into a cyst, and then you're just all jacked up. So you're doing that, but after you've built this phenomenal coaching business, you decided to, you know, tell them how to make some money at it. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, that was kind of, that happened rather organically. So after I had these health coaches, or after I was health coaching, before I figured out how to make any money of that, because that wasn't so easy, actually. So I could help them and I could get them off their meds, but every moment I was spending with them, I was literally hemorrhaging money, because I still had my medical practice where I was full-time, every other week on call, and raising four kids. I had no time. So the great thing is now I know how to do it when you have no time. I was the income earner for our family of six, because somebody has to stay home and take care of those boys. And so my husband was the awesome person who did that. And so, but then I was left with this question, how do I leave my lucrative medical career and still make a difference healing, that soul satisfying difference healing, without putting my family at risk? Like, I don't want to live, you know, down by the river in the van by the bridge, right? You know, that's not what I'm wanting. So that was not easy to figure out, because I didn't know of who in their right mind leaves a medical practice at the top of their game.
A brain, you.
To become a health coach,
a smart woman, right?
Yeah. Well, it ended up being really great. And there was a few steps that sort of helped to nudge me out. There was a doctor's group that I'm in. And last night they just asked, they said, if you had it to do over again, they were asking all these doctor moms, if you had it to go over again, would you do medicine? And would you encourage your kids to do it? And a lot of them are saying, no, you know, and I'm glad I went into medicine, because it's part of who I am. And it's allowed me I'm glad I did that. But I'm also even more so glad that I left. The defining moment when I said, okay, enough's enough, was a Saturday morning. And that morning I learned of two colleagues that had committed suicide. Wow. And I went in and saw my next patient, who was also a doctor, and I diagnosed her with breast cancer. And I'm like, this is no good. I'm next. So I set out on this quest. long story short, I did end up becoming a successful health coach. Fast forward then to April 2018, I am the MC of an event, full circle moment, both the, it was an IIN conference for 5,000 people, Deepak Chopra was the keynote. And so all of those things years, decades ago that had led me to this moment, here I was. And these coaches were amazing. They had got their, you know, mom off rheumatoid arthritis or helped their dad with diabetes. And they wanted more than anything to heal another person. But hardly any of them were actually health coaching. And I'm like, that's no good. That's no good. And that's when I decided I got to write my book, Free to Heal, because that I know what it was like. And it did, if I didn't have my medical career to bankroll my costly learning curve, I probably wouldn't have made it either. I probably wouldn't have left. So that's kind of what inspired it.
You've written this great book. And in it, it says 9 steps to successful soul satisfying health coaching practice. Give us 2.
Okay. The first step is awaken to your soul's purpose. So what is it that you really want? Deepak Chopra in those early days had us go into meditation. And before we went into meditation, we would say, who am I? What do I want? And how can I serve? Or what is my dharma? And so I started doing all of those things and getting clearer and clearer. And at the beginning when I said, like, what do I want? And I'm like not this was as much as I could formulate. Like, I didn't know what I wanted. Right. And I wanted people to be healthy, but like, okay, I went into medicine and this ain't working. Right. And so getting clear on, if we're going to climb a mountain, if you're going to create an amazing practice, let's make sure it's the right mountain. Right. And the time to quit is before you start. But once you're in it, keep going, because Seth Godin has a book called The Dip. And it's like, it's you start off and things are kind of like the honeymoon phase, and then it gets real. Right. And then this is not the time to dip or to quit in the dip. You want to keep going. And not, as Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich says, don't stop 3 feet from the gold, keep going. So that's the first one, is know what you want. What's the big picture?
And let me add something to that. You know, I talk to everybody on the planet. Don't I, brains?
Yes.
But, you know, I'm seeing more and more. A couple statistics that I heard that were really scary is how many doctors actually commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's doctor committed suicide. I couldn't believe it. We were devastated. We didn't, you never think that the doctor would commit suicide. But you know what? They're human beings too.
Yes.
The second thing is that I'm seeing so many medical professionals leaving traditional westernized philosophy and going more into a holistic, spiritual, functional medicine type of realm to help people heal, because, again, they see so much, you know, here in the United States is either give you a pill or cut it out.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's a lot more to that. But then Easternized medicine is the philosophy of prevention.
Yes.
How's that all integrated into some of the work that you do?
Yeah, that's a great point. One of the things that was so great about becoming a health coach is we looked at like 100 different theories. And I've always been a big believer in there's more than one right answer. And my dad's story actually is a good example of this. And I am a doctor. I love doctors. I know that I went to medical school with them. I know a lot of people are trying to like doctor bash. I don't think that's the answer either. A lot of times their hands are tied. They can't just order whatever tests they want anymore. They can't just, you know, they're just not allowed to. And so they're kind of pinched. And they can't just prescribe just any old treatment necessarily either anymore. So I actually have more freedom, free to heal, as a health coach than I did as a medical doctor. And so I'm a lover of results. I just want what works. And so they're trapped. The other thing I know is I went to medical school with these people, and everybody in my class, they weren't doing it for the money. There's easier ways to make money. That's for darn sure.
And less liability.
Yeah, absolutely. But they do have this burning desire to heal. They have this, like, it matters to them. And I thought everybody felt that way. But I see someone is who is sick and I just want to help them. You know, my husband is different. Like he sees someone who's sick, he might feel bad, but he doesn't feel the need to go fix that. Right. He might see a car that is in trouble and he might need to go fix that.
Absolutely.
I see it and I'm like, eh. So it either is in you or it's not. And so in 2016, my dad had a massive stroke. And the doctor said he could not survive. You better get here quick because we don't know if he's going to be alive when you get here. Wow. So long story short, I took a one-way ticket there and I'll jump to the punchline and then I'll reverse to say, how did that happen? And so he ended up walking out of there on his own 2 feet in 35 days. Wow. So a number of things came into play, and it is that Eastern alternative, but also science-based everything. I used everything because sort of I am at the
right
kind of my back's up against the wall. I got nothing to lose. Good position to be in, kind of, because you got nothing to lose. And I did everything. Now, ironically, if I was still working as a medical doctor in the city where he was, I would not have been able to help him. I would have been just going through, etc. The three key elements that helped him was positive focus, taking baby steps in the direction that you want. That sounds so silly, but taking baby steps in the direction that you want are it. Most people believe what they're told. Most people, they say, he cannot survive, and they're going to believe it. At this point in my career and in my journey, I knew that who we really are is pure wellness. That's who we really, really are. Mm-hmm. And rather than my medical career, I spent fighting illness. Now I spend time allowing wellness. It's a huge difference. I focus on the ease rather than the dis-ease.
Right.
So easier said than done. When you're faced with your dad's not going to survive, you're gonna trip. You're going to trip. It's going to catch you off guard. But I knew if I give my thoughts in that direction that I don't want, that's where we're going.
Right.
Easier said than done. Now, I can't think of joy in that moment, but I can get to neutral. And I had practiced this with Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now, all those great books. I had practiced getting in the moment of the neutral now, getting into right. what I call it like an elevator, get to the neutral lobby. Right. So I can focus on the water. How does that water feel? It's just neutral. I could wash my hands. I could focus on the pillow. I could maybe focus on some things that felt just a little bit good. So in that direction, as I'm now positively focused on what I do want, not on what I don't want, right. all sorts of things came to me, one of which was a book by Dr. Norman Doidge, amazing, The Brain's Way of Healing. And I read that on the plane because I couldn't sleep. And by the time I got landed where he was, I was like, I just need him to have a pulse and anything I can do.
Right, right.
The other thing that we did is rather than focusing on all the things that he couldn't do, what can he do? Can you feel this? Can you move this? Can you move it a little more? So we put a calendar up in his room and we had little post-it notes. And every day we did our win of the day to keep us positively focused. All of those things led to him walking out of there. And I just talked to him this week. He's going to turn 86 next month. So that's like a profound story, but that's exactly how I help health coaches now create their practice, because they want to focus on the fact that they don't have clients. They want to focus on the fact that they don't know enough. They want to focus on the fact that they don't have enough money. Instead, let's focus on what you do know, what Absolutely. You can do. Yeah.
And that's not just for health coaches. That's for every individual. You Absolutely. Know, is that you have to focus on the here and the now. Okay. Yes. As they always say, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised, and all you have is the present.
Yes.
And so you have to focus on that. But, you know, medicine has really changed. I work with a lot of people here at UCSD. I'm a part of a great networking group there at the university. And there's customized medicines, brains. Okay, yes. They can make your own recipe, but you got to have, again, the money. okay? And there's no shame associated in money. You have dedicated your time. You have sacrificed your family, your four boys, traveling back and forth to take you to the next level to, again, be of service and to help people. And now it's about making money. So you say six figures. I would just automatically assume that people in the medical industry was already at that point. How can health coaches, how can they make that kind of money? You know, because again, people are sick and you can't, it's not covered by insurance, health coaching. Right. How can they generate that kind of income?
Yeah, great point. So yeah, doctors are making six figures, but health coaches aren't. And so when I wanted to leave, I still have the expenses of the insurance and, you know, licensing fees and college dues and all of those things. So as I tried to shift from my medical career over to my health coaching practice, I'm like, I need this health coaching practice not to be a hobby. I need it to really work. The other thing, it's not about the money. It's never been about the money. But you got to make enough money so it's not about the money.
Okay.
If you can't put a roof over your head and you can't...
You cannot pour from an empty coffer. People have such an emotional attachment to money. Get yes. over it, brains.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't do it, okay? And I'm not saying, you know, just throw it to the wind, you know, but you got to teach your money how to work for you.
Absolutely.
You're not always working for your money.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, if you don't have enough money to take care of yourself, then you aren't going to be, say someone who's wanting to be a health coach, if they're not making enough money at it, they're going to need to do something else. They're going to pick up a job at Starbucks or as a doctor.
Girl, they Uber Eats.
Uber Eats or anything. And not that there's anything wrong with that,
no.
But that time and energy focus there takes you away from health coaching. Now, if a health coaching and a wellness practice is what you're wanting, you need to be able to focus there. So it has to be sustainable. And so the key to that is getting super specific. So specific. The health coaches will often think they've got a specific niche, a target market. It's almost always not. And they think that they, the other thing is they use coach speak and they repel their clients unwittingly. So they'll say, I'm going to help, because now they know the answer. The answer is, dun, 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 love yourself. That's the answer to everything. That's the answer. But if you say, okay, I'm going to teach you how to love yourself, feel connected with, you know, one, and nobody's going to buy that. But if you tell them, hey, I can help you lose weight, I can help you get rid of that pain, I can help you with your diabetes, then people are like, okay, you have my ear. And the more specific you can be in terms of weight loss, like, are you helping a postpartum mom with weight loss? Or are you helping a postmenopausal mom with weight loss? Those are two different niches. The more specific you are, you get better at it. You get specific at it. That's what helped me in my medical career. I was super subspecialized radiologist. And I got paid extremely well for that. If you get super specific as a health coach, you are the go-to person. Then people like yourself offer to interview you on those experts because they know what they're talking about. I have one of my health coach clients, she's a health coach, she's also a medical doctor, but she's had Crohn's disease for 23 years, but she's been in remission for 9.
Wow.
Who better to teach someone
absolutely
how to get over their Crohn's than a health coach and a medical doctor who knows what it really feels like, even as a doctor or a health, if you haven't lived it. But to be on the other side of it, tremendous, tremendous.
I had a guest on the show that talked about IBD and
yeah.
what she went through. I'm telling you, I would have probably threw in the towel, the surgeries and having the bag and, you know, constant going to. So I understand what that is, but to actually live that experience. So getting yeah. very specific, because I was going to ask you about that. You know, I talk to a lot of people and they say, I'm a health and wellness coach. Well, that's too broad. That
yeah.
can be anything. You know, what does that actually look like? So that's great advice, is that to narrow it down and
yep.
to be very specific in your field, because there's millions of people that suffer from the same type of illnesses or challenges that you can help. It's not one person. And branch outside your current circle of influence.
Yes.
Come on podcasts, go on YouTube, let people know around the world. We're virtual here, okay?
Yes.
All you need is a point and click, and you can get great doctors like Dr. Shauna. that is really going to help you, not only with your coaching, not only with your mindset, but with your wellness and with your professionalism. I think that you're absolutely wonderful. So tell me really quickly, what are a couple tips that you want my brains to take away inside of this book that they may be eligible to win, and how to get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you made a point earlier, like these tips are good for not just health coaches. One of my biggest compliments is most of the people, my readers, aren't in the health and wellness at all, but they can use this same thing. I have a technique in there called the elevator, which helps you take positive focus, taking baby steps in the direction that you want. And the direction that you want up here at point B, if you're going from point A to point B, where you want at bliss here, that's where all the money and the abundance is. That's where the great relationships is. That's where the great health is. So take that positive focus, taking baby steps in the direction that you want. And also, ultimately, grow yourself, grow your movement. And know, come from, first of all, awaken to your soul's purpose, know the direction that you're going, and then identify your influencers. You become the six people that you surround yourselves with.
Absolutely. The 6 degrees, you know? 6 degrees of separation. Give me a high five through the screen.
Part of what you're doing here is up-leveling that. So people could plug into your podcast and hear all of these experts, and you immerse yourself with these experts. That's what I did in those early days when I was trying to transfer away from that toxic area that I was in more and more. And I don't necessarily have access to that, those people when I'm working like that, but I do have access to podcasts I can listen on my drive home. I do have access to books that I can read and things I can watch. And so, you know, surround yourself with what in the direction of people and places and things of the direction that you want. And
absolutely. Absolutely. You have to change your circle of influence. You absolutely. Really, really do. Yeah. I know, I'll tell you a quick story that happened to me one time. You know, I was in meditation. I was talking to God. He calls me baby. And he said, baby, I have something for you. He said, but before I can give it to you, he says, you need to change your circle of influence and your level of influence. And I'm like, what? He said, you need to change your vibration. I didn't know what in the world he was talking about. I joined a women's drum circle. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shauna, let me tell you, my chakras was all out of whack. And I came back and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, now what do I do with this power? I went to a networking group, didn't know a soul in there, and got in there and I felt like I had walked into a beehive. Everybody was saying, oh, honey, honey, this, sweetie, this, baby, honey, honey, honey. It was so much love and it was so much power. But I talked to myself from the time I left my house to the time I got there. That was, again, that neuro-linguistic programming. That was that change. That was that energy. That was that motion. Now, brains, okay, this is not any trickery, because I'm going to be real clear. Everybody's not going to be able to make it. Everybody's not going to be, even though we want to. Some people don't have the drive. Some people don't have the will. Some people's bodies are going to falter. But what you can take with you to the hereafter is a positive experience, a willingness, an openness, and an ability to change. Wherever you change, wherever you go, wherever your God is, wherever your landing place is, know that you started here on earth and you got great insight from Dr. Menard and myself and podcasts and other people. I just love my podcast because people pour into you. And I want that to be organic and I want something beautiful to blossom. And you are absolutely beautiful and wonderful. And I've enjoyed this. Will you come back and visit with us again?
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So tell my brains how to get a copy of the book and how to get in contact with you.
The easiest way is to go to drshauna.com. So drshauna.com. And happy to connect with people. And I love that I get to connect with people from all over the world every day. So yeah, you'll get a copy of the, you can get a download copy of the book, or, you know, April has a free, you know, paperback copy that you can.
I'm so selfish. I don't know. I might have to double up on you. I might have to give y'all something else because I got to read this. This is some powerful stuff.
It is a good read. I will say that I got lots of great feedback about that. So, yeah, thank you.
You're a great teacher, and I've learned so much from you, and you can't go wrong, whether you are in the, you know, in there teaching radiology, or if you're in a classroom, or you're via Zoom, you're very powerful. I feel the energy. I feel the wellness. And again, your thoughts are everything, brain. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts, that's why I call you brains, because I want you to think, and I want you to change, and I want you to edit and filter and all those good things, and pour good things like good books, podcasts, good reads, good conversation, and a whole lot of love in your heart. Thank you so much, Dr. Shauna, for being here. I love you deeply and completely, and I look forward to you coming back and being with us again on The Edge. Bye, brains.
My pleasure.